It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to welcome tonight James Bay. Hello.
Hey, man.
Lovely to have you on. Thanks for stopping by Free Radio.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on.
And best off, congratulations, Brit Critics' Choice Award 2015.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. It's a crazy, thing.
It is an amazing award to win. Obviously, you know, previous winners, Adele, Sam Smith, a long list of amazing names. What was it like when you first found out you were going to win it?
I was bouncing off the walls. I remember I was actually backstage in Birmingham. I was backstage at a venue in Birmingham. I had a headline show there recently, and I got a call from my manager, and he said, yep, you've won it. It's happened. And it was just me and a security guard back there. It was very echoey backstage. And I was just screaming. I was loud. And he sat very still and his eyes just got wider and wider. Wondering what on earth I was being told on the phone. So it was crazy, yeah.
It is an amazing award to win. Do you feel any sort of pressure surrounding it, obviously, with the names that are associated with it?
Yeah. Yes, I do. But this often sounds strange to people. I like it. It's a fun thing. It's an exciting thing. It creates such a great energy to kind of feel that pressure. It's something to take in to everything that's ahead of me, to take forward. You know, like I say, it's this fuel. It kind of becomes this fuel, and it's really exciting to sort of have this, well, kind of responsibility to deliver now that I've been given this award.
And how does it work on the night then? Do you have to give it back? Because I know you've got the award now, obviously. Yeah. Do you have to give it back and then collect it again, or what?
No, I think I get to sit there with it and them heroes at the deck get to. Say, well done, mate.
And you just lift it in the air and just take in the applause.
Yeah, definitely. Like England in the World Cup 66. Lift it and feel the glory.
Who are you hoping to meet then on the big night? Is anyone you're looking to bump into or just going to see what happens?
There's been a few stops along the way, even this far, that I've run into Mr. Sam Smith, who is, I'm a big fan. And he's the previous winner. Mm. So it'd be nice to sort of, you know, nod and say... cheers for sort of passing the baton.
Yeah.
And, he's a bit of a role model in that sense. Mm. It's funny, I met him a couple of years ago. It was my first ever London gig. It was his first ever London gig.
Oh, wow.
And it was George Ezra's first ever London gig. And we were all on the bill. First, like, proper London. We just had, like, three songs each. And I met him then, and he played a great show, and I said, wow, that was incredible. And he said, you know, nice set and everything. And then I saw him again 3 or 4 months ago in Mexico at a festival. And it was cool to say hi then. And he was like, he was really excited. And I said, and this is before he'd even been to the Grammys, I said, what an incredible year he'd had.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to see him and say hi and see how he's feeling after all this craziness.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been compared yourself with the likes of Sam and George Ezra and stuff like that. How do you feel about comparisons to those artists? And presumably you must like that with being associated with them and knowing them already.
Well, given that they're so successful and their music is so great, it's a cool thing, yeah. But I mean, there's a slightly wearing thing of the fact that people have to make these comparisons because people have to sort of, you know, well, what is this music that you're showing me? Well, it's kind of like this you know. I appreciate that. There's no way of getting around that. Otherwise,
no.
Comparisons they're a pretty sort of loose attempt. At the end of the day, you know, if you've got the time, have a listen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of how I feel about it. But otherwise, I haven't got much to sort of say about it or sort of think about it, really.
It's a bit like saying, James Bay tastes a bit like chicken, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
Everything tastes a bit like chicken, yeah.
And you've talked about collaborations yourself. Is there anyone, including, you know, Sam or George, is there anyone you're hoping to collaborate with in the future?
I haven't given it loads of thought. Sam, you know, yeah, those guys, there's a great voice. Male or female, there's a lot of great voices out there. And my only thought that I've given to it so far is that I would like to be the guitar player in the equation.
Yes.
Be the guy with the cool riff. And maybe sort of lean in for a harmony at some point and let them take the vocal, you know?
Yeah.
So I can just show off that side of what I do and let them show off what they do. So that would be a cool thing.
And yours is a sort of fascinating story if we go back to the beginning in terms of you know, starting, you know, picking up a guitar at age 11 and you know, just playing it constantly and, you know, watching stuff on YouTube to learn how to play it and then being discovered through YouTube as well, almost.
Discovered... the thing about the Discover Through YouTube, yeah, technically I was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anyone to think that, you know, I'd racked up 100,000, 500,000 views on 7 videos. It wasn't that. I kind of can't confess to that because it didn't happen to me. I have, you know, a guy sort of saw me play at this open mic night. He had a camera with him, filmed it, put it up on YouTube, and you know, it probably acquired about 18 plays. But a couple of those plays were the record label that I ended up signing to. They are in New York City, and they saw the video, really liked it, and said, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to fly you over to New York and hear some more songs.
That's a good call to get.
It was a crazy call to get. Oh, man, I can't tell you. It was insane. You know, that's kind of how it went. That's how it sort of came together. And you know, the rest is what it is now.
It's less Justin Bieber and more just the right people seeing your videos.
Yeah, a bit of luck. It's less Bieber, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the album, Chaos and the Calm, is out on the 23rd of March. And it's an interesting sort of insight into you developing, like you say, from this musician who play all these open mic nights to where you are today. I think a lot of people, when they see people like yourself win these awards, because obviously they haven't sort of seen you from the very beginning, just assume it's been a sort of 6-month thing. But it's a long process, this, and the album sort of covers you chasing that dream of what you want to become.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 24 now, and the stuff on the album is covering things that were happening to me when I was 19, 20 years old. You know, it references stuff that was happening to me before that when I was growing up in Hitchin, my hometown, and, you know, sort of battling with this whole thing of, well, I used to love this place, and I was so comfortable here, and now I've got this urge to get out, and I don't know where that's come from, but, you know, I really feel like I need to. And various other sort of relationship, like for me and for friends, just, you know, relationship kind of situations that, you know, affect your life.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of the things that I've sort of touched on and written about, because those are the things that the true stories of my life at the time of writing these songs and making this album.
And as you get more and more recognition, it's not like it eases up. I was looking on your Facebook and your Twitter. I mean, Paris, Berlin, Milan, Australia, USA. I think I saw you mention all these different places you've been to, and then you're like, and then one day at home and then back out again.
Yeah. I've been living in an airport lately. I don't know if it's the... I can't complain. I cannot complain.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I turned up in Australia for the first time ever on the other side of the world. Not even, you know, I never knew if I'd even get that far, even on a plane. And they had a platinum disc waiting for me because the single had done so well there, which is, I don't know where that comes from. That's crazy. I'm so grateful for that kind of stuff and for everybody who plays the song on the radio. And It's mad, you know. This time last year, I haven't been played on the radio. I had never been played on the radio, and I still had 3 or 4 months, 4 or 5 months before I get played. So I wasn't sure that I ever would. And it's crazy to sort of see where I'm at now.
You do have this crazy lifestyle. And I like the fact that you're still staying very normal, though, saying things like airport loungers need dance contests to make them more interesting. I was in an airport yesterday flying back from Milan, and I know what you're talking about.
Something more interesting, because they're so quiet. I mean, I get it. People get stressed about flying, and I can appreciate that. I've been that guy sometimes. But just something to sort of break it up, you know?
What is there any go-to move for you? I mean, mine is just flailing, so...
Yeah, I've got a good flail. I've worked on that for a few years. But otherwise, anything Michael Jackson, I try to pull out of the bag. I fail, and then I flail.
I've watched many a YouTube video where they try and teach you how to do the moonwalk thing, and I still haven't got a clue what's going on
there. You know, my brother's actually really good at it. I don't know where he got that from, so I need to take some tips from him.
The musician side's gone to you. He's got the dance moves, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've toured with some great names as well along the way. A lot of people who've sort of followed that similar journey to you, likes of John Newman and Hozier. And you were on a US tour with Hozier. What was that like? What was it like seeing crowds out in America? Because, you know, some people say they're
great,
different.
Man. They're different in some very subtle ways. It's hard to explain, but you feel it when you're there. And it's only for the better. But touring with Hozier was incredible. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of his music. So it was an honor to be invited out. It was just cool to... It's so cool to see the country with that kind of music as the soundtrack and being able to contribute my own music to the soundtrack of that adventure, that journey, yeah.
And it's been mentioned before, but you got to meet Taylor Swift, who said she was a fan of yours.
Yeah, crazy moment. It was actually at the beginning of the Hozier tour. She had come to see him. She'd come to say hi. They're mates. So and she's a fan of his music. So you know, because he's been all over the radio out there. He's done incredibly well over in the States. So she obviously heard of him.